today. Governor Baker updates the state on mask requirements. Are there threats to the Super Bowl? Tesla recalls 27,000 overheating vehicles. Springfield continues to deal with illegal dumping. And state authorities create a deck of 52 playing cards featuring pictures of missing persons on the back.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Welcome to Thursday, February 10, 2022. Some more mild weather is a bit of a reward for you. Today, then some Western Mass info is coming your way. Glad to have you with us. The forecast for today, rain, snow possible, afternoon sprinkle and flurry. High 44 to 48. And tonight, clearing out, a low of 22 to 28 degrees. Our inspirational thought for the day, only when we are no longer afraid do we begin to live, comes to us from Dorothy Thompson. Will Mayor Dominic J. Sarno face off against West Springfield Mayor William Reichelt for Junior Achievement of Western Mass Celebrity Bartender at the Student Friends on Fort Street, of course, in Springfield? The mayor has competed to see who can raise the most tips to support JA of Western Mass, with all proceeds going to support Junior Achievements programs, which are offered at no cost to students in schools and community groups throughout Springfield and Western Mass. Now, the cities of Springfield and West Springfield are two of the most involved school districts with JA, with thousands of their students benefiting from the programs. Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, the Commissioner Jeff Riley, has announced a statewide mask requirement for K-12 schools and child care providers will expire on February 28. Masking will continue to be required on all school buses. That's pursuant to a federal order. And the information is presented here by Governor Charlie Baker.
Earlier today, Deputy Commissioner Jeff Riley announced that the mask mandate for K-12 schools here in Massachusetts will not be extended beyond February 28th. This was a decision that his team made after careful consultation with public health officials and our office. In its place, the department issued guidance for school districts for using masks in specific scenarios. The Department of Early Education and Care is also updating its guidance to be in line with DESE's guidance. The guidance is one of many resources that we've made available to our schools over the past 2+ years. Our administration's pulled out every stop to keep kids in classrooms where they can learn safely. We're running vaccine clinics in schools across the state. We established the country's first free K-12 surveillance testing program and recently launched the take-home test program, which is available to every educator and child in Massachusetts. We've put the kids and their educators' safety and kids' education at the forefront of all of our decisions, and the same is true today. We've learned a lot about how safe schools are and how to keep kids in class learning over the course of this pandemic, and we have far more tools available to us to deal with the pandemic than we had back at the beginning. We know young people are at very low risk of getting seriously ill from COVID, and we know that fully vaccinated people are also at extremely low risk of getting seriously ill from COVID. This is, of course, even more pronounced for vaccinated children. All schools now have access to testing resources that were never before imagined, and every school-age kid and their family has had ample opportunity at this point to get vaccinated. Massachusetts actually ranked second in the nation for the highest share of kids fully vaccinated at this point in time. And we know from all of our surveillance testing through our test and stay program that school settings are very rarely sources of COVID transmission. And we also know that our kids have had to put up with a lot of disruption, a lot of time alone, and has suffered a real learning loss over the past 2 years. There's no debating those points, no matter where you stand. And from free and convenient testing to highly effective vaccines and breakthrough treatments, everyone now has the tools and the knowledge to stay safe with respect to COVID. These resources have allowed us to lift almost every single COVID restriction or mandate at the state level over the course of the past year and a half. And given the extremely low risk for young people, the widespread availability and the proven effectiveness of vaccines, and the distribution of accurate test protocols and tests, it's time to give our kids a sense of normalcy and lift the mask mandate on a statewide basis for schools. COVID, like many other respiratory diseases that we're familiar with, will be with us for the foreseeable future. Thankfully, the advances in vaccines, treatments, and testing are mitigating the harm that's caused by COVID. Those advances and the hard work of so many parents, educators, and kids here in Massachusetts make it possible to give our kids what they have earned.
It should be noted, a local requirement can be made, however, to mandate masks in school districts at any time. Snapshot of 2022 America. It's necessary to tell people authorities say there are no known security threats to the Super Bowl. Officials this week outlined the coordinated law enforcement support to keep the game at SoFi Stadium and the Los Angeles region safe. They say fans attending the game can expect an enormous police presence at the stadium, which will have a tightly monitored security perimeter. Meanwhile, patrol officers, tactical teams, canine units, and paramedics will be deployed across Los Angeles County. Tesla is recalling nearly 27,000 vehicles in the U.S. because the cabin heating systems may not defrost the windshield quickly enough, cutting visibility and increasing the risk of a crash. The latest in a series of recent recalls covers certain 2021 and 2022 models, 3, S, and X, and some 2020 through 2022 Model Y vehicles. Tesla claims it doesn't know of any crashes or injuries tied to the problem. Documents posted on Wednesday say the electric vehicle maker will send out an online software update to fix the issue. U.S. safety regulators say a software error can cause a valve in the vehicle's heat pumps to open unintentionally, trapping refrigerant inside the evaporator. That can reduce defrosting performance. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno of Springfield, Executive Director of Parks, Buildings, and Recreation Management, Patrick Sullivan, and members of the Springfield Police Department are on hand to highlight the City of Springfield's ongoing efforts to identify and curb illegal dumping throughout the city. And that'll be at 10:15 a.m. at the Forest Park Administration Building, 200 Trafton Road, Springfield. Then Mayor Sarno and Police Commissioner Cheryl Claproot will join with state officials for a Shannon Grant announcement at the South End Community Center. This is 2 p.m. The Massachusetts State Police Department and the Massachusetts Department of Correction and the District Attorney's offices collaborated together to create playing cards that feature homicide and missing persons on them. Each card in the deck of 52 were created to help generate new leads for investigators to follow regarding each individual's unsolved case. Every card will have a photo of the victim, along with relevant information pertaining to the case. Currently, the cards are available to state prison inmates, and hopefully this will help find out additional information about the crimes depicted on the cards. Western Massachusetts victims who are featured on these cards include Molly Bish from Palmer, Anthony Colucci from Pittsfield, Joseph Willie Brown from Pittsfield, James Dominguez from Pittsfield, Daryl Jenkins Jr. from Springfield, Fan Lee from Springfield, William Jasinski from Ware, Michael Brome from Belchertown, Gene Bones Colon, South Hadley, Jose Gonzalez Springfield, and Yafet Robles of Chicopee. All right, my friends, thank you very much for being with us for a snippet of information here for Thursday in the Pioneer Valley. Our next new program coming up tomorrow, Friday. It's our wrap-up of the weekend, our look into the weekend, with all the activities and information happening with people that you may or may not know right here in our region. I'm Brad Shepherd for Pioneer Valley Radio, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.